morning. Today we're going to talk about the required checking of the tzitzis on our talis katan or our talis gadol before saying the bracha on it. So we're going to actually read through a little bit of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who says as follows: Kodem shiisate patzit betalis. Before you put on your talis, you have to check yibdok et hatzitzios im hengshirs. You have to check the tzitzis, the fringes, etc., to make sure they are kosher. Now, I'm using a certain version of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that has footnotes on the bottom. It's called the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with Likutei Piskei Tshuvas. And he brings on the bottom that this concept of checking a talis katan, a talis gadol, this applies when you're going to say a bracha on it. The concern then is if the talis is not kosher, then you're going to be saying a bracha levatala. Accordingly, Amnam gam elu haloshim talis katan. So when we would not say a bracha, those people who put on a talis for davening, they do not typically say a bracha on their talis katan. When they put on the tzitzis that goes underneath their clothing, they don't say a bracha. They are motzi that bracha. They have in mind when you put on your talis katan that I'm going to be saying the bracha on this when I put on my talis gadol, when I put on my talis for davening. So accordingly, do you have to check that talis katan because you're not saying a bracha on it? So he says, Me'ikar Adin, when we talk about the daily check of your tzitzis before you put on your talis, that's talking about your talis gadol, not your talis katan, because you're only going to say the bracha on the talis gadol. However, nonetheless, you should sometimes, occasionally, check the talis katan to make sure it is still kosher. Now we are continuing. That was a footnote, bringing the Makor Chaim, that distinction between the talis katan and talis gadol. We're going to go back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who says, what do you have to check? So he has a fairly thorough checking of the tzitzis when you are checking them before you say the bracha. So he says you have to check Games achutin, which are the threads, the strands, shehen betoch hanekev, those are the strands that are attached to the beged, that are attached to the actual cloth. So you have to make sure we have four strings on each corner that wrap in. They go through the hole, and then you tie the first two knots, and then you do some wraps, and then another two knots, etc. So you have to make sure that all four strings are intact, because if one of them has torn, even one out of the four, that is no longer kosher. So the key, the most critical part of checking the tzitzis are that those strings, the strings that go into the hole, are those intact before they reach the first set of double knots. So he says as follows, you have to check those chutim, those threads that they are in the hole. And also he adds on, veta krichos, you also have to check there afterward. You have to check the wraps of the tzitzis that they go around. And in addition, number three, v'gam yafri that achutin shloyu mehudakin zebaze, you have to divide the strings themselves after the knots and the wraps to make sure that they are not stuck together. They should be flowing and nice and untangled. So continuing in the footnote, the footnote in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that this was the opinion of the Sidur HaRav, that you have to check not only the strings that are in the hole to make sure they are intact and not torn, but you have to check the krichot, the wraps around as well. After the double knot, you have to check the double knot and the wrapping of the string that went around and double knots, etc., the whole making of the tzitzis, the winding of the tzitzis. However, he does say that the Shar Achronim, the rest of the Achronim, they wrote, you only have to check the strings that are in the hole. That is what can really be at risk, and that's what can really cause an invalidation, a psul, in the talis or the talis katan. So the real important thing is to check where the strings are attached to the hole. Are those intact between the hole and the double knot? So that's the critical area. And just one more point on this. We are back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You have a check to do. It could take a little bit of time. Certainly the check of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Sidur HaRav, that it's not only the threads that you're checking that are attached to the beged, but you're checking the wraps and the knots, etc. If that is going to delay you to get to shul and you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, you're going to miss the minyan, in that situation, you would not be required to check. So this would be a daily check before you say the bracha, but if on occasion it's going to make you late, it's going to delay you getting to shul, and you will miss tefillah b'tzibur, on those days you can dispense with the checking. Otherwise, based on this, we would have to check every time. I did see a shita that is a little bit more lenient than that. You have an interesting discussion of, don't I have a chazaka that it's kosher, and it's, if it's kosher yesterday, it's be kosher today. But nonetheless, the poskim do say we should and are required to do this bedika checking on the tzitzis, certainly in the connection to the hole. Where is it attached to the hole up until the first two nights on a daily basis? Shabbos, check before Shabbos, because you can't tighten the knots, etc., on Shabbos, so check it before Shabbos. And then one other thing that's wise to do is it's best if you check it not the morning of, when you may be in a rush, especially if you're in a rush. Check it the day before, after you take off your talis gadol or your talis katan, after davening of vichachris, take off the talis, fold it, and do the check then. You don't have to check the next day. And when you take off your talis katan at night, you can tighten up the strings and check then. And if you do that, you do not have to check the next morning when you're going to put it back on. Have a wonderful day.